Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, here we go. The lines are totally lit at 877-881-1053. We open up hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, brought to you by Jake's Burgers. I'm currently drinking a Celsius, okay? I've been sipping on this thing. I like to throw the thing in my water bottle, kind of dilute it, and then just kind of sip on it throughout the day. It's my strategy for stopping the Diet Coke massive addiction that I've had, and it's going all right. I'm thinking, does this hold up all season for Dak Prescott? Is dude going to go out and play like he did against Green Bay, against the Giants, consistently throughout this season? And if he does, I expect to be top five in the MVP voting once again. But I'm also thinking the Cowboys have to have a defensive shift right here going into this game in week five. If they cannot handle the Jets, I think we're going to be stuck with this bad of a defense. And I don't know if you have enough weapons and protection and linemen now with all of the injuries. Dak might be going into this thing missing four of his five offensive linemen. Turpin's out for sure. I don't know if you can try to get 30, but damn it, if Dak does, that'll be a sight to behold indeed. I'm also thinking about Flagtober, and join Brian Broaddus tomorrow at Tolbert Garage Door, 9 to 11 off 30 in Mesquite. And then Zach Wolchuk there at East Dallas Diesel. That's noon to 2, right?
Noon to 2. We're going to have Specs $50 gift cards every 30 minutes. And you've got a chance to win a Brandon Aubrey autographed helmet.
So I love it.
Make sure you come on out. East Dallas Diesel, noon to 2 tomorrow. Get your flag.
Okay, that's what I'm drinking and thinking. Brian, how about you?
Yeah, I'm just I'm currently drinking green tea. Iced tea is my thing I've been drinking here lately. And I'm concerned about what's going on in this game for the Cowboys. And I'm a desperate team theory guy. I think if you played the Jets like a week or 2 weeks from now, you might have a team that would have just quit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still something where they feel like, hey, you know, we've got to play. We've got to turn this thing around. I mean, and you know, they're kind of teetering on, you know, Aaron Glenn is saying, hey, this ain't the old Jets. And then he's also just ripping his team.
Yeah,
this team is somewhere in between. Just don't be the team that goes up there and, you know, and makes them look good. They've like you did the Bears. Now the Bears are on a two-game winning streak and all that. So
yeah,
I have my concerns about this one just because of all the players that Dallas is missing.
Well, Stephen Jones told us a couple of hours ago he still thinks this can be a damn good defense. So I'll drink to that, Stephen. And best of luck to these Cowboys going up there. But I think it's a now or never situation, Chief. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Going back and forth with the coffee and the water, still just honestly thinking about that HEB sausage, Dawson.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Wolchuk, you?
Yeah, I'll be sipping on some vodka later on tonight. Been trying to just liquidize my body, drink all the H2O I can after not having any yesterday. And I'm thinking the Mariners, they might have the best concession item this postseason. They have a Mariners helmet.
H-E-B sausage?
Filled with crab claws.
Oh,
for the postseason.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This looks incredible. Dang. Crab claws in a Mariners mini helmet in Seattle, so you know it's quality crab. Sign me up.
That is quality crab up there. I fish for them a couple of times myself. Yeah. It's kind of a fun deal to go out late at night, sit on the pier, and throw the crab traps in there while you're cracking coldies.
I saw somebody had the 999 all in one.
Phillies do. Postseason edition.
Phillies. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, Phillies do. Yeah.
Yeah, they're mini beers, though.
Yeah, and mini dogs.
Mini dogs and mini beers.
They're kind of like short. Yeah. And fatter dogs.
That's light work right there. And I think Wolchuk did just make up a new word, liquidize. I like that. Not hydrate. We're liquidizing here. Got to get ready for the weekend. Before we do that, let's go into the Pimp Cup LA drinking, thinking.
Yeah, man. I've been drinking my water. I've almost had a whole gallon. I got this Topo Chico right here that I'm opening up pretty soon.
My finger.
Yeah, they got me too, buddy.
I did. I almost took a picture and said, man, I'm not going to bother Lucius with a picture of this.
You got to be careful when you open up these Topo Chicos. They embarrass you.
They will fizz up.
Yeah, you look crazy.
They will fizz up.
What am I thinking? I just want to give a shout out to the Tolo that dropped off that repo on me and the two cigar sticks.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
I don't know that Tolo, but whoever you are, I appreciate you, and I will light those sticks up this weekend, at least one of them.
Salute to you.
Oh, yeah. This was when salute we were out at the. This was when we were out.
I don't know
the,
where you guys were. Yeah, but we were out. Made it back
oh,
to
that's
me.
Ed.
Ed. Ed. And Denton.
Ed. And Denton.
Let's call Ed.
And I think Ripple did. Yeah. Did Ripple bring the Stogies?
Ripple brought the Stogies. Good call.
His name is Ripple.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Big Rips.
It was. Yeah. It was two separate deliveries. Lucius is what it was. Yeah.
Man, I appreciate both of you guys.
Yeah, two all timers.
That was a great time out there in Argyle. Yeah, salute to them. We can't wait to get back and let's do the phone calls here. We got LA Live and G Bag of the Day coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Line one, Deo. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm drinking water right now. What I'm thinking, just got a question for Broadus. I guess I want to go back to the Bears game where Trayvon Diggs was the touchdown that Trayvon Diggs was lined up in. Looks like he was going trying to do a little press coverage, but I've never seen a cornerback press a receiver like that. How does he expect to not fall like when he's lined up that way?
He was wrong. Actually, that he did that on his own. That was a bust, and that's why they were mad at him a little bit. Maybe some of the stuff, the discussions that coach had to have with him last week was like, listen, we can't be doing that stuff on your own. So yeah, the technique was awful. You're absolutely right. But he did that on his own and it got him in some hot water with those guys.
So they were asking for zone and he was like, I'm going to go here and bump and run a little bit.
That's what he did. Yep.
Okay. Very interesting. At 877-881-1053.
Hey, did I see a kickoff that it happened to be a fumble last night that wasn't a fumble called or something? Gosh, I feel like the Rams recovered a fumble, and then it didn't happen. Now, I had the volume down, so I didn't get the explanation.
Well, you wouldn't have, because Al Michaels was as lost as we all were last night. Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I guess they blew it dead.
I don't remember that
they
one.
Ball blown definitely, dead before the ball came loose.
The ball came
making
loose,
making the recovery
sure.
Not reviewable.
Oh, wow.
Man, there was just so many ways that game was there for the taking for the Rams.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one was a factor as well. Thank you, Lucius. Line two here, Walt in Waco. What you drinking? What you thinking, Walt?
Drinking that ice-cold Natty Light, baller on a budget.
Of course.
And I'm thinking if there's any positive we can take away from the early exit of the Rangers this year is the G-Bag Nation gets our best show back or our best segment back at least until April. And the other thing that I'm thinking is, man, nobody does it better than Tolo's in a suite at the Cowboy game. Showed up at 5 o'clock. There was a ice-cold refrigerator full of beer, and man, I didn't stop until the damn game was tied. But either way, we got crazy, we got lit, we got live in the Tolo. Nobody does it better than Tolo's.
I love it, Walt. Yeah,
Walt. Heck yeah, Walt.
That's everything right, I heard about that night, it was terrific.
Oh.
So thanks for being involved. I'm glad you were amongst the winners, Walt.
Yeah.
Freaking legend. Dope Sick Dave here on line three. What you drinking, what you thinking, Dave?
What's going on, fellas? Just some water right now. I'm going to hit y'all with three super quick things. One, don't try the Hot Ones Popeyes Chicken Sandwich Club. Just go with the regular sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich. Way better.
No, dude.
Two, that game last night, I don't know if you guys caught this, but that fumble by Kyron Williams right before he hit the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
On that punch out by Alfred Collins, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
He hit him in the helmet.
Saw that, yeah.
Right, so I don't know if y'all mentioned that today at all, but I mean, the NFL's got to look at those punch outs the same way they look at quarterback production. And the third thing, I'm starting a petition, and hopefully y'all can join me, to get Brad Sham to take the place of Mickey's features and calls on the radio, on the morning show, whatever shows. I cannot stand the guy. He's got to go, and I swear to God, if he says Tyron Smith instead of Tyler Smith one more time, I'm going to lose it. Have a good weekend, fellas.
Thank you, Dave. That opens a line at 877-881-1053.
Damn, Mickey catching strays, bro. Sitting in his car on the way home after a long week.
Just chilling.
Shout out to Mick. Send me the link to that, though, if you get that online petition going.
Geez. I think it's been Mickey's best year.
Saw a note from Warren Sharp. The punch is a new weapon in the NFL.
Yeah.
Teams with a positive fumble loss differential are now 22-2-1 on the season if they don't lose the turnover differential on interceptions. You're seeing it everywhere, and it's incredible, some of the teams. Like, I think the Steelers hit four of them, or maybe five of them against the Patriots in week three. Some of these teams are really dang good at
LSU
it.
LSU had one against Ole Miss. The safety just went straight for the ball. I mean, if you got a head-up shot at him, you just go for the ball and the punch.
I think a lot of it is you don't tackle in practice anymore. So it's constant peanut punch practice.
Yeah. Well, that Aiden Hutchinson fumble on Derrick Henry, he just punched that one right out from behind.
Yeah, it's amazing what some of these guys are capable of. Andrew Oz, and Keller, Oz, yeah. Line four. Andrew and Keller, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking Jack Daniels and Coke. Well, Pepsi, if you ask Choppy, because he wants to switch the last Coke out for Pepsi to not piss his wife off.
Are you driving, man?
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm not driving.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It's good.
He's riding, snitch.
Sound like you are.
Andrew, what you thinking?
I'm thinking I want to go back to the Mac Jones point because I understand exactly where you were coming from, Broadus. They were talking about trade, and you immediately went to Brock Purdy because he is more talented.
Yeah.
But I think the point they were making was the leadership that Mac Jones showed in that quote, that is next level. And that's why they said only a couple of teams would fit in their system. I would take that leadership at that price all day versus Brock Purdy, who is more talented, but that contract number comes with it. That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you, Andrew.
Appreciate you, Andrew.
Hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, hindsight 2020, 49ers would not have done Brock Purdy deal.
Well, probably just bringing Mac Jones. Yeah. They like him, so I don't know. Maybe they just really love Brock. Yeah. Maybe he is their guy.
I mean, he's short, he's kind of mobile, he makes good decisions, and he's accurate. $53 million, well, fourth most in the NFL.
How many years has he been in the league now? What, four or five?
Is this his fourth?
Fourth year? Playoffs every year, pretty much?
No, they didn't go last year.
Well, except, for, I mean, okay, but... like championship games, stuff like that kind of a guy?
Yeah.
I mean, that yesterday kind of showed you that team's got a lot of good going on, doesn't it? Maybe a lot of quarterbacks could do it. Maybe we don't need to pay a guy.
Maybe that guy's just a damn good quarterback coach, except for the guys that he drafts, right?
You just can't find one.
It's weird. Yeah. It's really bizarre.
Rodeo Ron's on line five. What you drinking and what you thinking, Ronnie?
I'm drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with that splash of Dr. Pepper. And I'm thinking that I've been smoking that wild pork meat all day long. And then my wife came home from the grocery store complaining about the cashier being a rural capital B word. So I had to ask her if she was at the self-checkout line. And that's how the fight started. So now I'm not sure who's going to get beat up more this weekend. Me, Dak Prescott, or these New York Jets. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue drinking Jim Beam. Listen to that 105.3 The Fan and that G-Bag Nation. And if you're not doing it with Rodeo Ron, then where the F you at, baby?
Thank you, Ron. That opens a line here at 877-881-1053. G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live right around the corner. Let's see how many we could get.
I think he's officially back.
Yes.
Ron's officially back.
Ron is back.
In his bag. Although I might have seen that joke on a meme earlier today. It's a great joke.
That man shine
it's
like
probably
that.
A Ron meme. He's a meme maker.
It is a great joke, though.
He told it well.
Yeah.
Some people make millions. Other people make memes.
It's all about the delivery.
Absolutely.
Right? Ron proves that time and time again here. Multi-time winner of 6 o'clock sound off. Amazing. Rafa's on line six. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Rafa, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah, I'm currently drinking water right now. And what I'm thinking, well, first of all, Brian, if you ever go back to Austin and visit your son, I'll recommend this restaurant called Don Mario.
The Mario?
Lakeway.
Okay.
620.
Gotcha, sir.
I mean, if you decide to go, I'll even pay for like your meal. It's a really good Mexican restaurant.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was actually driving from Austin and Dallas like last night around midnight. And so I was able to listen to the Midnight Snacks of the G-Bag Nation. And I heard Brian talking about Brittany Renner or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And she stopped doing that Muslim thing because... Well, she was doing it because she was dating that rapper named Kevin Gates, who was the one that had the comments about LeBron James' wife.
Okay.
And also, would I be able to set you up with my mom, Brian?
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Thank you. Very nice of you there.
What's the scouting report, though?
Wait, just try mom.
Just for the record. Oh, Rafa. We lost him.
Damn, Rafa.
I don't know if he could handle the rejection. He wanted you to be his stepdad, Brian.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, though. Taken right now. Appreciate you, though.
Spoken for.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great Tex-Mex spot there next time.
I'll take those recommendations all day.
I thought for a second we were talking with DeMario the way he was getting those plugs in.
Grabbing life by the box over there, Broadus.
Andres in Chi-Town. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm drinking water. I'm currently driving. I got three things in my mind. Number one, Rangers. Broke my heart. Didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Two, Cowboys, I have faith as long as Dak remains healthy, we'll make the playoffs. And number three, hopefully my Stars and Mavericks can have a good bounce back season this year. That's all I have. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, the Rangers broke my heart as well. I wonder if Boach would still be the manager if they had made the playoffs.
I think he would.
Good question.
You think that broke the tie there late?
I think it did.
I guess we'll never know.
I'm just.
Wow.
I just think, listen, man, these playoff games have been so good, and being a part of that again would have been so much fun.
Magical.
They'll be back.
I hope, man. I hope I'm still working here when it happens.
Hopefully we don't have to wait 12 years this time for them to get back. But
that'd be nice.
I think CY's got standards, and he opened his presser today, basically saying, we expect to win. Yeah. And if you don't win, it doesn't matter what your name is. Yeah. You can get the pink slip. Black and Gold B, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? I'm just drinking a bottle of water right now because I'm driving home. But in a few minutes I get home, I'm probably going to crack open a couple of cold beers.
Yinglings?
And I'm thinking, I'm not really sure. I just told my wife to just pick me up a couple of beers. I'm not really sure what they're going to be.
Very nice. Surprise me, honey.
They'll be cold. I know that for sure.
What you thinking, though?
Man, I'm thinking that I desperately need a win this weekend in fantasy football and in the NFL. Because I'm sitting at 0-4 in both, and it sucks.
Ooh,
nice. And then, man, this first month has not been easy at all to watch. So, hopefully the Giants will get our first win this weekend.
Well, at least your Saints won the Super Bowl last year, week two, out there at AT&T Stadium. You guys had quite a celebration.
Yeah,
man, that was like over a year ago. That's the best game I saw, man.
And you'll always have that.
Hey, before I go to the song, I'm going to recommend is It Don't Come Easy. That's by Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Take care, Black and Gold B. There he goes. Off into the weekend. Have a good one. Have a safe one.
And you know it don't come easy.
And our final call, we go out to line 9. It's Big Jim here in the nation. Jimmy, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Jimmy.
Well, fellas, I'm in the car, and so I'm not drinking anything, although I'd like to be.
Yeah,
gonna go eat a bite and go to a high school football game. I do take me a flask with me when I go and put some in my soda pop while I'm out there.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
Of course. Well, I took notice.
Yeah,
I was pretty pissed off after the game Sunday night when y'all let me in and talk.
Yeah.
I came up with a new word. I've been floosed off all week. I've been so mad about the darn defense. So here's what I was wondering. Listen to Stephen Jones today, and he's talking, speaking confidently. Of course, Jerry's always, the glass is always half full. I'm hoping that somebody had a talk with him, because I know we talk a lot about the desperate team theory, but I want Flus to feel like a desperate coach, and I want the desperate coach theory, and I want him to get off his ass. I want him to start calling a game and calling defense to play that countdowns to his players and their skills. So I'm hopeful that that'll happen, although I don't know that it will. But I don't know. Broadus, you ever heard of a desperate coach? Is there any numbers behind that? Anything you ever experienced?
Yeah. No, Jim, I need to. Yeah, I worked with a lot of desperate coaches. I was a desperate personnel guy a lot of times. It didn't always end up well, but yeah. I think that Shoddy Dawson talked about the difficult conversations. I think Stephen Jones comes out, he could support the guy out front to the media, but there needs to be some difficult conversations about, hey, scheme, are we really doing everything we can for these guys? I mean, why are we having so much success on offense, kind of moving guys around and stuff, but the defense hasn't been that way? It's kind of an interesting fact.
I thought Shoddy had a great line on Tuesday or Wednesday saying, I guess it must have been Wednesday, saying we have to be better at self-scouting and seeing what our players do well. I thought that was a shot.
You got a stubborn coach right now.
Yeah.
And he needs to be willing to adjust to some of his players' needs.
We'll talk to Jim at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
Nick Harris.
Yeah, no, but before.
Hopefully like 3 or 4.
Yeah, post-game show. He always calls in.
Post-game phone conversation.
Yeah, great post-game guy. Yeah.
All righty. Pre-game 9 o'clock Sunday morning, the post-game 3 to 6 there with Woolchuck and Broadus and Chiafalo. It'll be a time. We got to run. We'll come back, get you the G-Bag of the day, then off to L.A. live here on 105.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three the fan. All right, here we go. G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 4 minutes. It's time to hit the expressway, and that is brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Big weekend. Pregame Sunday at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Flagtober is underway, and it'll kick off at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off 39 to 11. Broadus will be out there. Wolchuk's going to be at East Dallas Diesel from noon to 2. And if you can't make it tomorrow, best of luck to you the rest of the month picking up the all-new 2025 G-Bag Nation flag. I believe it's the best flag ever. All right, Nick Harris is coming up at 6 o'clock. A couple of news items just to update you on here. Lamar Jackson is for sure out against the Texans. Houston, for as bad as their season has gone, this is just how bad things are for Baltimore. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite in that game. Jaden Daniels officially a go versus the Chargers. So congratulations to him for getting healthy. Looked like the wheels might have started to come off for Mariota a little bit. Rangers focusing their manager search on Shoemaker is the takeaway coming out of today's season-ending press conference from a number of local and national media outlets. You know, looking at the Cowboys game here against the Jets on Sunday at noon, what are the biggest matchups the Cowboys have to win? Like, can you win if Pickens is slowed down and contained by Sauce Gardner? Is there an alternate path to victory after that, Brian?
You know, because like I said, I feel like that Stevens on the other side is the guy that you kind of need to attack. So if it's throwing the football, I think that even Jake Ferguson, you know, working against Andre Sisco could be something that you might take advantage of. But you know, the things that, like, running the football, if you can somehow get that, I know with the kind of the makeshift line, we'll see what happens. It gives you, with if Adeniji, the things that I worry about is if it's Adeniji. And then also, though, with Thomas, they haven't, you know, only this week have they worked on the, you know, the combination blocks and stuff.
Like, man, I mean, if they pull it off this week, give Adams assistant.
No, that's what I'm saying. It might turn into the running game, not a factor, but the throwing the football might be the best path to victory. And it's funny, you know, you say, wow, well, how do you do that with all the makeshift line? But if they could protect, I think there's a couple of different ways that they can take it. It's going to be, the receivers are going to have to play to the level that they played with no Turpin, though. Man, you might see a lot of 12 personnel stuff. And if you see a lot of 12 personnel stuff, what'll happen is the Jets will match you with their base defense. So they're not going to do anything to bring on bigger people or anything like that. They'll just play their base. So all of a sudden you get in that 12 personnel and it's Ferguson and Span Ford and all that, and maybe that's the way you kind of run the ball. But if you want to, we'll see. But I just feel like that if they could protect, Dak can make some plays against the secondary.
Let's have somebody step up like Kendrick Bourne did last night for the 49ers.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Jalen Tolbert, there's a piece out. He was upset after they made the Pickens trade. Thought he should be the wide receiver too.
Prove it. Go show it. Yeah.
Go step up and earn it.
Can you win if Quinnen Williams has his way with your inside guys? You know, we talked about BB and Booker being out and how good of a job Hoffman and Bass did. But
that's a problem.
You're dealing with power now. Green Bay wanted to beat you with quickness.
Yeah, what happens with Quinnen Williams and Dak, Dak can handle things off the edge. He's been playing, you know, he's been lining up and playing quarterback with all kinds of crazy tackles. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about the Cam Flemings and everybody that's lined up there and played left tackle. And now
he's got a sixth sense.
He knows how to handle that. The middle pressure could be the problem. Yeah. If all of a sudden, you know, Quinnen Williams is just wearing you out inside, and Dak is having to deal with that. That's a different ball game for him.
All righty. We'll talk more with Nick Harris coming up at 6 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where LA has your G-Bag of the Day.
That's weed.
What the hell? What the hell are y'all say? Hey, man, this is G-Bag of the Day. Oh, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend on social media at Lucky Lucius P. if there's anything you think I should be playing for G-Bag of the Day. Lucius Alexander, on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. G-Bag Nation. Send all your hate mail there, too. All right. This is day number one, going for two of this champion audio. It's a Monday Night Football combo pack. Let's go to the Broncos. J.K. Dobbins, big fan of the Super Bowl announcement of Bad Bunny. Big fan.
What does it mean that a Spanish singer is going to sing in a Super Bowl?
It means a lot. Solo escucho reggaeton,
reggaeton.
Y bachata. Así que me gusta mucho. Que Bad Bunny, que es bonito.
El bonito.
El bonito.
Yeah. Conejo malo.
El boricua.
El boricua.
Sí. Bueno. Me gusta mucho.
Hoy que estuvimos en Denver, es lunes.
Lunes.
It's Monday.
Es pechata, es luna. We also had Coach JB watching Monday Night Football, Jets versus Dolphins. Coach JB is not a fan of the punt returner. Calling a fair catch, 2-yard line, I believe it was.
All right, here we go. Regular punt return, all right? Punt the football. Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? And now you don't know where you are, and you act like a f***ing retard because you don't f***ing take your heels off the 10-yard line when you're a punt returner. Why are we teaching it in high school, college, in the NFL at the biggest level? You don't know where you are on the field? Holy f***, cut your motherf***ing ass.
It's Coach JB right there. If you want to see some more from him, just Google Coach JB crash outs. This man is amazing.
Poor Isaiah Williams taking the heat on that one.
That could be longer than the LeBron James career highlights.
Great.
Sounds like the Jets special teams coordinator is doing about as good as the Cowboys defensive coaches. What the hell are we doing?
What the hell, Yonsei?
What the hell?
All right, yeah, speaking of Jets, we do play the Jets. Say we as the Cowboys play the Jets Sunday. Let's go to New York radio, Don LaGreca, co-hosted on Michael K's show.
No.
The Jets are a functional football squad. Functional.
We're going to get specific to the Jets, too, because there was a lot of good, some not great, but still, you got to be flying high if you're a Jet fan. You thought your offense was going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You scored 32 points against a good defense.
For a Jet?
You functioned! You actually went out there. You played football. You completed passes. You ran through holes. You blocked. Occasionally tackled. It was a football game. I watched the Jets. It was a football game.
Functional football.
The Giants wasn't football. The Giants, you know what the Giants were? Like the World League of American football. It was like I was watching a Sacramento Surge play.
Whoa. That's
so
me,
you
man.
Can feel good because you're a damn football team. I'm a balloon painted like a football. And you go to pick it up and it pops.
It's not a football.
It's not a football. You know what it is? It's fraudulent. It's paper mache. It's garbage. You haven't. There was an actual football. You lost the game, but it's a football. It's leather. It's got laces. There's air in it. That's what we're talking about. I can talk about the Jets because it's a team.
It's a team.
It's a team.
LaGreca's bringing it. I felt like I've been listening to Don LaGreca for the last 40 years.
He was
got the energy of a young broadcaster. I guess that's mandatory in New York.
You have to, bro. I love New York radio for that alone. Everything is, the sky's falling at all times. All right, there's a MMA fight this week, UFC. I think it's Saturday, right?
Yep, tomorrow night.
Okay, let's see if I can remember this guy's name.
You got this.
Marab. Marad?
Marab.
With Marab.
Marab.
Marab Davalishvili. I don't
nailed
think.
It. Davalishvili.
Yeah.
Whatever I said.
Whatever that is.
That's a tough one, man.
It's tough. He's from Georgia, really, and I don't mean down south Georgia.
Russia, Georgia.
Yeah, he's from Georgia. And he's fighting some guy named Corey.
Yep, Corey Sandhagen. That one's a little easier.
And this Corey guy has the OnlyFans, apparently.
Holy what?
Yeah.
What the helly?
There's a fighter out here. What the helly, Yonsei? Yeah, there's a fighter out here with an OnlyFans.
Damn.
And he gets roasted for it in the presser.
I said I will finish Sean O'Malley second fight. I did. So now this is my second challenge.
Not happening, Merab. Not happening.
I'll show you.
You all of those guys. You shot 60 times on Merab.
Shut up, bro. You are selling your balls picture on OnlyFans. How dare you talk to me?
And I made $2 million. $2 million with that.
I saw those pictures. Your balls are very small.
They are kind of small. You're right, Merab.
Yeah. I have Georgian balls.
Balls. Senior, picture of balls. Very little. Very little. Micro ball you have.
Georgian balls.
Georgian balls.
Sounds like he's making millions of bucks showing his family jewels.
That's what he says.
He's doing his thing.
That's what he
there's
says.
There's a market
bro.
Out there for. There's a sack market.
That's
oh, there's
crazy.
A sack market.
For the coin purse.
Apparently.
It's crazy. Let's see. How about this one, Mr. Broadus? Yes,
sir.
Lady quits her job at Kroger's. And of course, she had to do it via the intercom system.
Oh, that's my favorite.
There's a whole lot of cussing on this one.
Uh oh.
I just want to say, Sylvia.
Okay.
Naomi, with y'all bald-headed ass, dirty ass bitches. Y'all be treating people any type of motherfucking way. Y'all got me up and everybody else in this bitch. If y'all want somebody to respect y'all, learn how to respect y'all motherfucking employees. All you bitches. Latasha, Naomi, Arlisha, all you bitches.
Arlisha.
Y'all all on first. And if you Arlisha. Work at Coke, don't even think about working at this motherfucker because they don't give a fuck about you. The fuck? If you a motherfucking manager, you can do whatever you want, Sylvia. Get a new wig, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Oh, she took the mic.
Y'all got me
fucked. Oh, no. Did they take the mic from her? Did she
can
throw
you imagine
it?
Watching it with a job application right at that moment?
Yeah, like, man, you're turning it in.
Leave this person, that person.
Unemployment ain't so bad.
Man.
Arlisha.
Shout out to Arlisha.
Shout out to Arlisha.
She's taking everybody out.
She took one.
That's awesome.
I'm going to do this one because I can't do it next week anyway. San Diego Padres got eliminated from the MLB playoffs.
They're fighting the umps on the way out.
Yeah, they were right.
That was a terrible call.
Boy, that was crashing out. Oh, they was crashing out.
They'd probably lose anyway, but still, that call sucked.
Manny Machado being Manny Machado right here.
Oh, yes.
Motivates a local CBS reporter to ask better questions, dog.
I know it just ended, but how do you assess a season like this?
I mean, what type of question is that, dude? My guy. How do I assess the season? We just lost. How do you think I assess this? How do you think I assess it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
You tell me. What's a loss? We lost. How do you assess it? It's a loss. You lost. Come on, dude. I mean, you could ask better questions than that. Let's go. Come on.
Let's go.
Come on.
Thanks, man. You know, wait till the last second to ask that question. Come on, bro.
You
know better than that.
You
know better than that.
Come on, bro.
What's he come up with? A buzzer beater crap question?
That guy's
what you're doing?
He's been waiting to get after that guy all season.
That's how they coach you up? Been told the last 6 months wins and losses don't matter, and now apparently it's everything. So,
come on,
bro. Looking for an explanation here, Manny.
That's a better question than that.
Okay, it's time to vote. Is it our champion combo platter, J.K. Dobbins, plus Coach J.B. Reacting to some Monday Night Football stuff? New York radio Don LaGreca. He was a guest hosting for Michael Kay and felt like he'd been watching semi-pro football when watching the Giants. Jets are a real football team.
Sacramento
I would agree.
Surge.
Jets have been unlucky. I think they're
forever.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
No, it's like they're bad.
MMA fighter. Jets aren't bad. Jets might win this game. They might be better than the Cowboys, especially with all these injuries. MMA fighter has an OnlyFans. You're selling your balls pictures, and your balls are very small. Wow. That was strong. Lady quit her job at Kroger. Padres eliminated there with Machado. I'm going to go with the MMA fighter here, Chief.
Yeah, same here.
Lucius?
Shoot, man. Me too, bro.
Yeah, I think I got to go Merab. Like, that's hilarious. And he usually stinks at the mic.
Very popular clip here, Brian. You make it unanimous? Or?
It is a popular clip, but, you know, Lucius pulled the Kroger one for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Kroger. Just
there we go.
Vote.
Pour one out for
sound
Arlisha.
Sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Arlisha is not a fan of that clip right now.
I'm a fan of when these people crash out on the mic.
Worthy of a vote.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun challenge just to get dressed up like you're an employee and grab the phone, see if you can go viral, like crashing out, talking about a bunch of people. I think it's a pretty good trend. Been alive for a while. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with LA Live.
All right, man. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James, y'all.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke.
Fire up this funk.
Ow. It'll make
can dance to some of everything.
Hey.
Everybody get high.
Let's have a toast.
Tito, the most modern drink today. It'll make you say a word when you ain't got a motherfucking thing to say. It'll throw you in digits and tap your clothes. Make you quit your good looking old lady for one of your ugly assholes. It'll make you measure without a rule. It'll make you think you're bright when you ain't nothing but a motherfucking fool. Anyone ever asks who told this toast, tell a bad ass judge from coast to coast. I'ma take this toast to on the shelf.
Yeah, that was a toast to Tito's vodka out there. Gotta love that Tito's. This is LA Live for Friday, October 3rd. It's the 3rd. Bills are due. 2025, it is a feel-good Friday. I shouldn't have said bills are due. This ain't a feel-good Friday. My bad, man. Sorry. But hey, it's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Can you guys name some wild-ass things that happened this week?
Man, I should have been ready for this.
It's all right.
There was a fair catch on a punt at the 2-yard line.
There was a fair catch. And Coach JB could not hold it together.
And we got a verdict today?
We got a verdict on the P. Diddy situation.
For giving rides to a party? Is that what we're sentencing for?
Yeah, basically paying for hoes and sending them across state lines.
It wasn't for allegedly bombing the car of Kid Cudi.
Nope, none of that. Nothing stuck except for those little situations. He got 50 months in prison. About 4 years or something like that.
He got 4 years in jail?
Yeah, bro.
Diddy's going away for 4 years?
Diddy's going. Yeah, they got him.
Wow.
Now, the normal person wouldn't get what Diddy got, but the judge was like, hey, man, you got such a criminal past of being such a jerk. I'm going to give you something to go home with. That's crazy.
Kind of a lifetime achievement award.
Could have been 11, right? So
yeah, that's what the prosecution wanted. Yeah, he did catch a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But they still threw a whole lot at him. Yeah. What else would we find out this week? The government shut down.
That's true.
Bots were responsible for the Cracker Barrel outrage.
Yep.
Which has been on my mind all week, because I'm wondering what else are the bots responsible for? What else are we arguing about? Why do they want us to argue with each other? Who is doing this? Who's paying for the bots? That's all. I mean, it's been on my mind all week. Who's paying for these bots? They don't care about us. They don't care about us. But hey, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. Like Stephen Jones says, Monday. Mind your speeds out here. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Definitely don't want to see you on DFW scanner this weekend. That is a scary place to be, believe me. In other words, do not crash out like this particular municipality in, what is this, Fairview Heights, Illinois. I've seen two videos from these fools this week, and I wonder what's going on up there. These police videos. How about this one? On September 24th, 2025, at around 9 a.m., a Fairview Heights police officer pulled over a vehicle for having a license plate sticker that was expired. Okay, typical stuff. And then smack, boom! A Camaro ran right into the back of the the cop's car. Slammed right into the back of it. So the cop had, as you know, what is that? A video camera on your chest? What is that? Body cam. Listen to this body cam situation. This guy, I mean, the lawyer won't even take this.
Fairview 187. My vehicle's just been hit. Start an ambulance.
Hey, driving.
You tell me.
I need a new car. I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Oh, yeah, I've been drinking.
No, okay. Right then and there. Lord's like, hey, man, what can I do for you at this point?
Yeah.
Wow.
You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Okay.
And I took some weed pills.
Oh, some weed pills?
Yeah. Hey. I did that on purpose, sir.
No.
What, you hit me on purpose?
Yeah, I did.
Why is that?
Been drinking.
By the way, he leaned in when he said, why is that? So you can get, why is that? Talk to my lapel right here. Why is that? Let's get this over with.
I'm bored.
You're bored?
I'm bored.
So you ran in the back of me on purpose?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I hate cops, man.
Yeah? All right. We got an ambulance coming, okay?
All right.
Very casual.
Very calm cop right there.
Very, very calm.
Yeah.
Fairview Heights Police.
My adrenaline be pumping pretty good.
I don't understand what's going on there, Fairview. Because I said there was another video I seen. They're crashing out up there in Fairview when it comes to the police officers. You guys might like this one a little bit. There was a kid that was arrested. They called his mom. He's sitting in the back of that uncomfortable cop car, you know, in the very back of those plastic seats back there. Yeah. Got to call his mom, let him know he's going to jail for being a little jerk. Listen to this.
Speaker. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Mom, I'm getting arrested. I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry. I'm getting arrested, Mom. I'm sorry.
Dude, you got to stop that.
I'm sorry.
Well, it'll make you want to crap your pants, man.
He's nervous.
Yeah.
Reverberation off that hard plastic seat.
Anytime I had to go up on the math board in school, you know, same thing would happen.
This is the same neck of the woods as the other?
Same place, bro. What has happened up there in this little old town?
Somewhere Gus Johnson is yelling, holy Chicago.
Holy Chicago.
Hello? Mom, I'm getting arrested. I'm sorry.
What?
Sounds like he put it up to his ass.
I'm sorry. Dude, you got to stop that.
I'm getting arrested, Mom.
What?
I'm sorry.
Dude, you got to stop that.
I'm sorry.
That's a great clip.
Yeah, man. Y'all be careful this weekend. After that Cowboys game on Sunday, I'll see you at the fair. I surely will. After that Cowboys game, here's a weekend warning, y'all.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper,
or jail.
If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I'm going to empty the clip right here, y'all, if y'all don't mind. Little leftovers from the week. You guys like leftovers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I love them, dude.
Yes.
Good for you.
1 or 2 days, maybe 3 at most.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm the only one in my crib that like leftovers.
Same. My wife pretends that she does. She doesn't.
They don't like leftovers. They act like chicken. They always put it back in the refrigerator like they're going to eat. They never get to it, bro.
Yeah, how many times has my wife said, like, please don't touch this? I'm like, okay. And then 5 days later, it's still there. Like,
are you crazy?
It's all hairy and everything. You're like, I could have had that.
Yeah.
Best leftover is spaghetti. Lasagna, Italian food is great leftovers because it soaks into each other.
Absolutely.
Meatloaf,
okay.
Yeah, I think anything but steak and burgers. Like, steak and burgers just don't reheat.
They don't make it.
Rice is the worst.
I go cold steak.
Rice.
Just keep it cold?
I keep it cold. Steak. Yeah, the steak don't even need the reheat. The burger situation can be tough.
Man, he's cold.
That
kid in the cop car.
You gotta watch this dude. Full moon come around. He's like, go away.
Holy crap.
Where's the beef?
She just throws it on the floor and
jeez.
Face first.
Just gnawing it.
All right, into the clip. I had this on, I think it was Tuesday. Comedian Bill Burr, one of my favorite peoples on the planet. He's taking a lot of heat right now for going over there. It was at
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Taking a lot of heat right now. But he says there's something fishy about the evolution of the NFL kicker. He doesn't buy it.
I got to say something here. This whole thing where they go the evolution of the 50-yard field goal. What the is that? What happened to a human being in the last 3 years? For the last 40 years, almost 50 years, I've been watching football. A 50-yarder. I don't even think that was 50-50. A 50-yarder was a big deal.
Yeah.
And in the last 3 years, it's like automatic. I don't buy it. This feels like some Major League Baseball where they make it easier to hit a home run. They juice up the ball. I think the field goal kickers, I don't know what they got in there. I'm not a chemistry guy. Helium, potassium, some sort of phosphate. I don't know what they're putting in that f-ing ball. But these guys are kicking like 58-yarders with like 10 yards to spare. And they go, this guy kicked a 70-yarder. And the kickers are still their same wispy yoga instructor looking selves. So, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like that Nathan's hot dog eating contest where you think it's the big fat guy that's going to win it. And then there's always like some skinny little dude who weighs as much as a picture frame. It's just like, where is he putting it?
Bill.
Yeah, he ain't buying it.
K-balls.
No. He thinks they're juicing the balls.
That would make sense. Maybe putting a little bouncy ball on them, you know. But I don't think it's good for the game. When you just need one first down or a first down and a half, like it's totally changed the dynamics. Now, like 28 seconds to go, down three. If we got a couple of timeouts, we're probably good.
Mm-hmm. Get some points.
It was good. It was good for the game in week two.
Yeah, I mean,
they like it. It's good for fantasy football.
I mean, for the Cowboys.
Butter was doing this pre-juice balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like 58-yarder Nick Folk, 18 years in. Rookie year in 2006 with the Cowboys. Like, come on. That guy shouldn't be hitting a 58-yarder.
I think they do deserve credit for being more accurate. That's the thing that's improved. They're scouting for good kickers better. I think maybe a little bit of that Steph Curry effect where everybody's thinking, like, wait a minute, maybe we can make it from 35 feet. And they, you know, the belief.
And then all of a sudden everybody does.
Yeah.
Once one person does it, like the running a mile or whatever.
Uh-huh. Sub four.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. I just don't like that.
Anybody buy
our kickers like the MVP of the squad right now? That's always a bad sign to me.
Anybody buying the theory that if you could blow up the center, you might block some more of these kicks, these long range kicks? The fact that the center is protected.
Yeah.
And the ball, if it's going straight, really, there's no block. I mean, if you push the middle, can you block more?
How long have you been able to do that for?
It's been a while now. It's a safety thing.
Yeah.
It's been a safety. You can't line up. If you line up on the center, it's a penalty. So now I'm seeing officials move guys out of the gaps, and the centers don't get touched.
Yeah, it also might mean for more bad snaps.
Yeah.
You know, you get a long snapper that's like, oh, crap, I gotta get rid of
him. If he knows he's not going to get hit, here's the ball, snap, boom. Yeah.
Maybe they're blocking it up better, and that adds to it so you can have a low trajectory. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
But the blocks are up this year.
Yeah, yes. But I wonder for longer range field goals, you have to drive it a little more.
Sure.
But the fact you can't push the middle as much,
yeah,
that might be, I don't know, just throwing it out.
It's crazy to watch, though, because they'd be like on a 45. Oh, he's going to line up for a field goal. You're like, God,
midfield, boom. Yeah. Within his range, boom.
God, dog, bro.
Our guy's going to make one from 70. There's
he will. He will. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Bill Burr has a lot of friends, too, by the way. Keith Robinson, a comedian Keith Robinson, is one of them. Google up Keith Robinson's story. It is crazy. My man caught a stroke for messing with them D-pills. In mid-stroke, he was still, like, on his way to pursue some tail.
Double stroke.
He was on... Anyway, man.
What happens with that? Is that dehydration plus high blood pressure and some boner pills?
All of that, All of that. All of that.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, he was watching the NFL Sunday games. He had a joke for his friend. You know the Colts player that held the ball out?
Right before he crossed the line?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What an awful-looking thing.
I watched the Colts beat themselves like 58 different ways. I mean, that guy running down the sidelines, he has a touchdown. And for whatever reason, he wants to hold the ball out before he goes over the line of scrimmage. So I texted a friend of mine, right? Keith Robinson. I go, Keith, if you hear that there's a CEO stealing money and writing himself a bonus and not giving somebody benefits like the Starbucks people or whatever the f*** is going on over there. I go, if you had to guess what color he is, what are you saying? He goes, I'm going to guess that's a white guy. I said, all right. Well, here's one for you. I go, somebody's running for a touchdown. They're going to get a touchdown, but before they get across the goal line, they do something fancy with the ball, and then they f***ing end up dropping it, and it goes out the back of the end zone for a touchback. What color do you think that guy is?
Oh, damn.
And he writes back. He goes, f*** you. I go, Keith, I don't think in the history of the NFL a white player has ever done that. And it's not because we're more disciplined. We're so f***ing excited that we're actually there. I think we just keep running until someone goes, all right, you did it. You did it.
You did it.
Could be sample size, too.
Lucius, Keith Robinson has a stand-up, a two-hour special called Different Strokes.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Yeah.
Control the world. Yeah.
he's had two of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He didn't learn his lesson, man. Tell you, my man was stroking on the way to go get some tail.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get this out the way first, then we'll go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's rough, man. At some point, you got to retire from that lifestyle. It'll get you. I'm watching this play, though. At least he was just trying to hold it out like, yeah, I did it. It's not like the DeSean Jackson where he's like spiking it at the half-yard line.
Throws it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad. As the
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a white guy do it, though.
No, man. Honestly. I need to see some NFL old school films.
Yeah, there's so many messages.
Somebody did it somewhere.
Yeah, somebody
I gotta find one, man. Yeah. Hey, here's a joke about Boston.
Quick disclaimer, I was raised in Boston, so if I say things that are mean tonight, it's just how I was raised, okay? Boston's a place they don't want you to get out, they don't want you to grow, they don't want you to learn. You know, when I was a kid, if you used proper English, you would just get your face kicked in. Someone's like, how you doing? You're like, oh, I'm well. They're like, oh, you are? What are you, a doctor now? You're good.
Yeah, man. All right, man, I'll see y'all Sunday at the fair, right after the Cowboys game. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. No, Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I still would be black tomorrow. Maybe. Matters what kind of benefits I get if I'm not.
American, hey.
I'll see y'all. Holla.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, LA Live every night. 5:40 here in the nation. Nick Harris from the Star Telegram jumps in with you next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.